real Obama. I want you to tell you what Obama has created in this country. I want to tell you what fundamental transformation is like. Thanks to our friends at Zero Hedge, which is a great website. Citing a fellow Michael Snyder of the Economic Collapse blog. Here's 33 shocking facts which show how badly the U.S. economy has tanked since Obama became president. 33, and we will link to this. When Obama entered the White House, 60.6% of working-age Americans had a job. Today, 58.7%. Since Obama's been president, 7 out of every 8 jobs, 7 out of every 8 created, quote-unquote, is part-time. The number of full-time workers in the United States is still nearly 6 million below the old record that was set back in 2007. An astounding 53% of all American employees now make less than $30,000 a year. 40% of all workers in the United States actually make less than what a full-time minimum wage worker made back in 1968. When the Obama era began, the average duration of unemployment in this country was 19.8 weeks. Today, it's 36.6 weeks. Oh, Obama for the middle class. Obama for the working man. I'm just starting. During the first 4 years of Obama, the number of Americans not in the labor force soared by an astounding 8,332,000. That far exceeds any previous 4-year total in American history. According to the U.S. Census Bureau, the middle class is taking home a smaller share of the overall income pie than ever before recorded under the Obama economy. When Obama was elected, the home ownership rate in the United States was 67.5%. Today it's 65%, the lowest it has been in 18 years. When Obama entered the White House, the mortgage delinquency rate was 7.85%. Today it's 9.72%. In 2008, the U.S. trade deficit with China was $268 billion. Last year, it was $315 billion. When Obama first became president, 12.5 million Americans had manufacturing jobs. Today, it's down to 11.9 million Americans. Our manufacturing industries are dying. And with Obamacare, it'll even be worse. Number 13. Median household income in America has fallen for 4 consecutive years. Overall, it has declined by over $4,000 during that time span. The poverty rate has shot up to 16.1%. That's actually higher than when the war on poverty began in 1965. During Obama's first term, the number of Americans on food stamps increased by an average of about 11,000 per day. When Obama entered the White House, there were about 32 million Americans on food stamps. Today, more than 47 million. At this point, more than 1 million public school students in the United States are homeless. This is the first time that has ever happened in American history. That number has risen by 57% since the 2006-2007 school year. When Obama took office, the average price of a gallon of regular gasoline was $1.85. Today, it's $3.53. Number 19. Electricity bills in the U.S. have risen faster than the overall rate of inflation for 5 years in a row. Healthcare costs have risen by 29% since Obama became president, and Obamacare is going to make that even worse. The United States has fallen in the global economic competitiveness rankings compiled by the World Economic Forum for 4 years in a row. According to economist Tim Kaine, the following is how the number of startup jobs per 1,000 Americans breaks down by presidential administration. Bush 41, 11.3. Clinton, 11.2. W, 10.8. Obama, 7.8. Number 23, in 2008, that total amount of student loan debt in this country was $440 billion At this point, it has shot up to about $1 trillion. According to a recent survey, 76% of all Americans are living paycheck to paycheck. During Obama's first term, the number of Americans collecting federal disability insurance rose more than 18%. I don't expect you to memorize it. I do think you're going to get a real feel for how this man is destroying America. The total amount of money that the federal government gives directly to the American people has grown by 32%, one-third, since Obama became president. According to the Survey of Income and Program Participation, conducted by the U.S. Census, well over 100 million Americans are enrolled in at least one welfare program run by the federal government. That means a third of our population is on some welfare program. American households are now receiving more money directly from the federal government than they're paying to the government in taxes. Number 29, under Obama, the velocity of money, a very important indicator of economic health, that is the movement of money from one enterprise to another, one person to another, one concern to another, has plunged to a post-World War II low. At the end of 2008, the Federal Reserve held $475 billion worth of U.S. Treasury bonds. Today, $2 trillion. When Obama was first elected, the U.S. debt-to-GDP ratio was under 70%. Today, it's over 100%. During Obama's first term, the federal government accumulated more new debt than it did under the first 42 United States presidents combined. And number three, the final one, and I could add 100 to these. When you break it down, the amount of new debt accumulated by the U.S. government during Obama's first term comes to approximately $50,500 for every single household in the United States. Are you able to pay your share? And this man runs around the country giving speeches about how he cares for the middle class, runs around the country telling you how you're going to get free contraceptives, runs around the country, tells you how your health care is going to improve. He's a disaster. A complete, unmitigated disaster. I'll be right back.
Mark Levin.
I won't play you his voice, but the president said today the deficit is going down. Notice he didn't say the debt is going down. Well, the deficit is going down. It's half since it was in 2009. Ladies and gentlemen, the deficit going down from $1.4 trillion to $700 billion or $600, that is an accomplishment? What? And he has nothing to do with it? A massive tax increase? A one-time hit? Look what it's done to the economy. The debt has massively exploded under this president. He says we don't have an urgent deficit crisis, he said today. He's delusional. Absolutely delusional. He said the government isn't sharing the wealth. Really? What's the progressive income tax? That's redistribution of wealth. I mean, he brought up Jim Crow and slavery today. There is no Jim Crow and slavery today. I think we've also seen as a legacy of discrimination, he said. Institutional barriers for success. The institutional barriers for success, incredibly, include him. More damage is being done in our poorest communities. More damage is being done in minority communities. And by the way, every community. By this president's ideology and the implementation of that ideology through his policies. than are possibly imaginable. Freedom under our Constitution. Capitalism under our economic system are under attack. And yet these are the way a people progress. What do we do when a president's this delusional? What do we do when a president is driven by an ideological religion like this? When experience doesn't matter, when evidence doesn't matter, when real world events don't matter. Do you know how easy it is to expose what this man is and is doing to this nation? And yet the opposition party is incapable of it? It's incredibly frustrating. Incredibly frustrating. He says the highest priority of Washington is to make sure everyone gets a fair shake. What in the world does that even mean? He runs around, throws these platitudes out. He's responsible for the state of high unemployment in this country. He's responsible for the housing market that's so disastrous in this country. He's responsible for the massive yearly deficits in this country. He's responsible for incredible illegal immigration in this country. He's responsible for all of it. And you want to know why? Because he won't lift a finger to stop it. Quite the contrary. He lifts an iron fist to promote it. Running around the country. If I didn't tell you what he said today, you wouldn't know. Because nobody's even paying attention to him anymore. But ladies and gentlemen, we have a continuing resolution coming. Boehner's already surrendered. We have a debt ceiling coming. Oh, there's we're going to take the grandstand. Well, we'll see about that, won't we? I'll be right back.